Greetings, Susan Calder here, former lay pastor and friend of Mel Steinbrunn. Today I want to briefly speak about accountability, what it means, why it matters, and how Scripture calls us to live accountable lives before God and one another. The lay pastor's ministry is successful because each lay pastor is accountable to the ministry by submitting accountability reports and attending the lay pastor's training. At its core, accountability is about responsibility. It's being answerable to our actions, decisions, and even our thoughts. But for the Christian, accountability goes even deeper. It's rooted in our relationship with God and our calling to live in community with others. Accountability to God. First, we are accountable to God, our Creator and Judge. Romans 14:12 says, "So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God." This verse reminds us that nothing we do is hidden from God. One day we'll stand before him and answer for how we lived our lives, not just our actions, but our hearts and motives. That truth isn't meant to scare us, but to inspire holiness. God's grace doesn't remove accountability. It empowers us to live rightly. Accountability to one another. God also calls us to live in community, not isolation. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." This verse captures the essence of Christian accountability. When we share our struggles and sins with trusted brothers and sisters, we invite healing, support, and growth. True accountability happens when there is honesty, love, and prayer. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." We need each other. Accountability partners, mentors, small groups. These are not just Christian programs, but biblical tools for growth. Jesus as our model. Jesus modeled perfect accountability to the Father. In John 5:19, he said, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing." Jesus lived in total submission to the Father's will. In the same way, we are called to live in obedient dependence on God, seeking his guidance daily. Jesus also expected accountability from those he sent out, two by two, in Luke 10. When each pair completed their missions, they returned to Jesus and told him all they had done. They reported back their successful ministry, their experiences, and they did it all with joy. Being accountable is not a hardship or difficult task. It's a way to encourage each other, support one another, and rejoice in what God is doing. A few questions for your lay pastors and your lay pastor's ministry. Are you living in a way that reflects accountability to God in your role as a lay pastor? Do your lay pastoral ministers listen and support one another and point each other to Christ? Are you open to correction, to growth, to being sharpened? After Jesus heard the excited reports of casting out demons in his name, he acknowledges their successful ministry and the power they had been given, but gently rebukes them to rejoice that their names are written in heaven rather than demon submission. After all, that's what it's all about, bringing people to Jesus by loving each other, love with skin on. Accountability is not about judgment. It's about grace, growth, and godliness. May we walk in the light together, holding each other up as we pursue Christ. Thank you.